The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Southern right whales consume enormous amounts of food and have to travel vast distances to find adequate amounts of small prey. And it ends up that mother whales teach their babies in the first year of life where to go to feed in the immensity of the ocean. A new study tracked how whales are related by analyzing maternal DNA and then compared that with dietary information obtained by characterizing different forms or isotopes of chemical elements in their skin. The two techniques allowed the scientists to determine that whale mothers, their offspring, and other extended family members eat in the same place. Adult southern right whales are up to 50 feet long, and their calves are about 20 feet long and weigh 1 ton at birth. The whales migrate to their calving grounds in winter when they fast and give birth in early spring. 3 months later, they travel long distances in the South Atlantic to feed for the remainder of the year on krill and other crustaceans named copepods. This new research shows that individuals from particular families have very specific isotope patterns, showing that animals from specific lineages feed in the same area.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.